All right, it's a time on a Monday when we wrap the first hour of Sports Talk with a peek back at the weekend that was, and this time of year, no shortage of outstanding performances. Folks, it's a little something we like to call Divine Shine.
Down the lane, he comes, floater on the wing, got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Oh yeah, Divine Shine is brought to you by Hot Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Divine Shine's Hybrid Ale has a bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered Hybrid Ale packs a bunch of flavors, keeping it at the same as the drinkability of a blonde, the creaminess of a half, and all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. There is nothing else like it on the marketplace right now. So Divine Shine, how it works again is Steve and I will bring up a big performer or performance from the weekend. And we will say what they did and why they shined. And who is going first here? Steve.
Yeah, I guess I never go first, so why not?
All right.
I have...
Got ahead
of
myself there.
Wow, you really are hyped.
That's a fun.
I have Astros third baseman, Alex Bregman, who is insanely shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
I've long disallowed the debate. The greatest third baseman in Major League history is Mike Schmidt of the Phillies. Well, now he's second. You know, as a huge Yankee and Reggie Jackson fan, I always sing the praises of Mr. October. Well, in comparison, he's Dave Winfield and Mr. May. Bregman has played in 5 postseason games so far in 2018. He's been on base 15 times. He's walked 10 times. His on-base percentage is a wiffle ball-like 708. He walked 3 times in both games of the ALCS at Boston. He's also added 2 homers, a double, 7 runs. He's driven in 4. His slugging percentage is an even 1,000. His OPS is 1.71. Yeah, I'm getting carried away. It's only 5 games, but man, what a 5 games. But I guess he's human. He's only hitting 420. More importantly, the champs split with the Bo Sox at Fenway, and now they're back home for tomorrow night's Game 3 with Alex Bregman shining.
Oh, my heavens!
Well, my next one is going to be Melvin Gordon of the San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles in Carson, California, shined on Sunday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
The Chargers took on the Browns in Cleveland, which is a real fortress this year as the Browns have both of their wins at home and relied on the run game to get the 38-14 win as Melvin Gordon had 3 rushing touchdowns on the day, all of them inside the red zone from 4, 10, and 11 yards out. He carried 1 Cleveland player all 4 yards into the red zone, into the end zone on his first score, and on the next 2, he went in untouched, which is just incredible running in the red zone by Gordon, who got the ball on toss sweep plays, so he's already starting 5 yards farther back from the line of scrimmage than he really needed to go, still gets into the end zone without a hand touching him the second 2 scores, and Gordon finished the trip to Cleveland with 132 yards on 18 carries and 3 touchdowns. And boy, oh boy, did he shine.
My last one is the UCLA football team shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Chip Kelly got his first win as an FBS head coach week 2, 2009 season, his second game. After losing at Boise State, it was a home victory against Purdue 38-36. As an NFL coach with the Eagles, game 1 a Monday nighter at Washington, 37-33. His lone season with the 49ers, he also won his first game. It was also a Monday nighter, a 28-0 shutout of the LA Rams. Of course, they lost their next 13. And this season, with UCLA, not a pleasant start. A lot of talk of his reaching 7 losses, same total he had 4 years as the Oregon coach in 7 games. And after losing their first 5, 3 of those by at least 3 touchdowns, it was like, so that could happen. But this past Saturday at Cal, they turned 3 bare turnovers into 17 points, got an efficient game from freshman quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, 157 rush yards from Joshua Kelly, and they busted up California 27-7. Win number 1, and at least for a week as they prepare for Arizona, Chip Kelly and the Bruins are shining.
My last one is Brocktober, the Brocket Ship, the Brocket Man. Brock Osweiler shined on Sunday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So when it was announced that Ryan Tannehill was going to be an inactive, pretty surprising coming news on Sunday morning, the Dolphins came out of nowhere and announced that Brock Osweiler was going to get the nod to start. His first start and game action in the regular season game since Christmas 2017. And also a really weird fun fact, in his first starts against the Broncos, Texans, and Dolphins, they were all against the Bears, which is just incredible in the AFC, NFC, having those two teams always meet up. And he must have something on Chicago, because Brock threw for 380 yards, had 2 touchdown passes to fast Albert Wilson, and the Dolphins led them on a game-tying drive late in the fourth quarter, and then almost essentially 2 game-winning drives in overtime coming back from that Kenyon Drake fumble at the 1, then the game-winning drive to get the game-winning field goal. He gets made fun of for being 15 feet tall and stealing money from the Texans. I'm pretty sure they're still paying him, and while also not being good enough to beat out any of the horrible Brown quarterbacks last spring when he was a Brown, he then shows up to get the Dolphins a big win, and the Brocket Ship is blasting off to victory and shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!